Thanks for joining us for part two of our interview with leasing expert Scott Hall of SwapALease.com. He'll tell us why there might be no better time to lease a car than right now and give you some other tips on getting the best lease deal you can possibly get.
Well, I'm so glad to hear you say that, Scott, because I think a lot of people, and especially those maybe approaching leasing for the first time, look at it as similar to a one-price deal with a car purchase, in that they are presented with a monthly payment and they kind of have a take it or leave it mentality when that's presented to them, and it's often presented to them in that way, versus, you know, negotiating against the capitalized cost of the car, the actual purchase price that the leasing company buys that car at, which will lower your monthly payment if all other things are equal. Shouldn't consumers think, and I'm glad to hear you talk about that, but talk about the leverage they have when they're negotiating a lease and how it's in a lot of ways similar to a purchase.
Well, I'll say this. The leverage is actually very similar. You know, number one, and I this is going to sound silly, but, you know, you typically don't have to buy a car as a consumer, and you surely don't have to buy a car from one particular place. You know, they have to sell you a vehicle or lease you a vehicle to stay in business. So that's, I think that's maybe, you know, the underlying rule that people need to consider when they go to a dealership. But, you know, in terms of what can be negotiated, the sales price can always be negotiated. That doesn't mean that they're going to match what you want them to do, and maybe what as a consumer you want them to do isn't even realistic. But there's always a negotiable factor. Not necessarily negotiable, but definitely something consumers want to think about is, you know, those folks with better credit, higher credit scores, are going to receive better interest rates, regardless of what the current environment is on interest rates, than those that are riskier individuals in terms of having lower credit scores. And, you know, that applies to leasing as well as loans. So, you know, always maximize your credit. And the when I say maximize your credit, I mean, I should say maybe optimize your credit score. It might be a better way to put that. And, you know, that's something that your average consumer, you know, just needs to work on all the time to get the best deals on whatever they're buying, in terms, because everything's going to be gauged on that risk assessment at the end of the day. And even though interest rates generally, when there are incremental differences, you know, aren't necessarily huge budget issues, every little bit counts at the end of the day. And I think most people would agree with that when they have limited budgets, and of course some are more limited than others.
Absolutely. I'm there. I understand that very, very well.
You know, another thing, too, I think is a big positive of leasing is simply the fact that, you know, the maintenance costs should typically be very low. In fact, I can't even really think of an exception to that anymore, because, you know, just maintenance costs across the board, I don't care if it's a Kia or a Mercedes-Benz, just generally aren't that high in the beginning the ownership process, regardless if that ownership's a lease or a loan. In fact, you know, most modern cars are pretty darn reliable at the end of the day anymore. You know, but it is nice to be under a warranty period for that leasing term. Of course, the alternative would be, if you do like to keep your cars forever, you could always look at the additional expense of an extended warranty. And I don't say that as a negative, but it's, you know, it's an additional expense that may or may not be worthwhile depending on what it covers. So not something you would typically have to worry about in a lease situation, which I think is nice for the consumer. Some of the advantages that customers are going to see is, you know, you're going to be able to take advantages of that, you know, newer technology more quickly. Possibly some of those that newer technology may even be in the realm of safety features or something that consumers may like. You know, some of the caveats that a consumer may want to look out for in leases, some leases do have termination fees. Typically, those termination fees are, you know, maybe a couple hundred dollars, not the end of the world, but something that I would always recommend people read the fine print on. Getting back to the mileage penalty thought process, you know, some mileage penalties are different than others, you know, things that these people, you know, should know up front so they're not getting into any surprises down the road, no pun intended there. Now, so, something else that a new leasing consumer may or may not be aware of, which I think they may find attractive, and not sure this would typically even be something that would be conveyed by the dealer, even though dealers probably need to do a better job of this, is leasing is a great way for a manufacturer to keep somebody brand loyal. So in other words, if you lease a Honda today, and that Honda leases for 3 years, I bet you just about anything in the last 3 to 6 months, maybe even a little bit further out than that, Honda is going to be contacting you, figuring out if you're going to keep that vehicle, if you want a new Honda, what the case may be, and in many cases are going to make you a really good deal to keep you in the Honda family. And of course, when I say Honda, I'm just using that as one example. This is
Well, one thing that's almost 100% guaranteed to happen is that person who is leasing that Honda or Toyota or Subaru or whatever, Chevrolet, is going to go back to that brand dealer to turn in that car. And as many dealers tell me, what are they going to do? Walk home? It gives them a really good opportunity to sell a new lease or a new car to that person.
I'm actually taking you... Totally agree with what you just said, Jack, but I'm taking it even one step further. Not only do they have to drop off that car, and typically it is at that selling dealer or at least a similar selling dealer, you know, may not have been the original one, depending if they moved or not, but I'm saying that the manufacturer often will put additional rebates for those clients that they can take advantage of, making you an even better deal in some cases than the first time around.
And that's our interview with Scott Hall. He's president of SwapALease.com and obviously a car leasing expert. We thank Scott so much for sharing his expertise with us. Join us again next time for more of America on the Road audio right here on Driving Today.